Good afternoon, everyone.
Afternoon.
Me again. Good afternoon. I'd like to call the Health and Social Services Committee meeting to order. Today is April the 16th and it is 1:30 p.m. Next on the agenda is roll call.
Congressman Bighorst?
Here.
Congressman Hamilton?
Here.
Congresswoman Lemon?
Present.
Congressman Maker?
Here.
Congresswoman Redcorn? Chair Stabler?
Present. We do have a quorum. And next on the agenda is prayer, and I've asked Congressman Maker to help us today.
Yes, ma'am. Oh, Tacoma. And thoughts of Wakanta, thoughts of Wakanta Zinke. Ampakaha, you know, I want to get Talikomba. Wajazi Nika, see, Dakede, what I become, Ruheka being said. Almighty God, Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for this beautiful day you've given us. We want to ask you to bless us, bless our people, and bless all of our leaders, especially those, our health people, our people taking care of our needs, our health. It's so important, Lord, for the children, the elders, all of our people, so we can have good health. So give them wisdom and everything they need, Lord, to help us with that. And the Lord wants to look after all of everybody, our people, children, elders, service people, all of them, Lord. They need help. And just again, Lord, just help us and overlook our sins and forgive us. And just give us the things we need, Lord. You know what we need. So we ask this in your son's Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Next on the agenda is the approval of minutes.
Madam Chair.
Congresswoman Lemon.
I believe during the minutes, Mr. Kirk Shaw did the slide presentation and not Ms. Mays, if I recall correctly.
I believe so. We're getting a nod from Mr. Shaw, so yes.
Was that during the... if you look during the annual report, I did list Kirk Shaw as the beginning member, but Ms. Mays did speak. Oh, okay, I see. I will amend that. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Madam Chair?
Yes.
Motion to approve the minutes for April 11th, 2024 as amended.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Any opposed say no. Minutes are approved. Thank you. Next on our agenda is the last item from the last meeting that we didn't get to, so we're covering it today, and that's regarding a property purchase by the health system. And we do have Mr. Kirkshaw here today, and so if you'd like to bring us up to date on it.
You're on.
Good afternoon, everyone. So as you all know, if you may remember, we brought this piece of legislation last session. We're trying to revisit it. The current administration building for the health system that we're out west of town, 1230 West Main Street, we've done quite a bit of renovations, not just us, but the current landlord, the owners. Meanwhile, we're renting. They're actively pursuing to sell the building. At first, this time last year, it was just in talks, but now they're actively ready to sell the building. So it's put us at a little bit of a crossroads. For the current administration, quite frankly, if they sell the building and we have to move out, we do have a 30-day notice on our for the contract, but if we have to move out, not quite sure where we would go. We're playing a little bit of a limbo. On the fourth floor, whenever the counseling center moves out to the new campus, that was kind of our plan C, D, E, but I've also heard that, you know, there's several other departments looking for a place to be put, such as language, and they had came and did a tour of the fourth floor about 2 weeks ago. So again, that puts us, and as you all know, we did create six new exam rooms where the administration was in the clinic, so that we're not able to go back into that area. In speaking with Jamie Kelly with the City Church of Pawhuska, the same terms that we discussed last year, as you can see with the documentation we provided, it appraised at $390,000, and we agreed on a price of $315,000. So well under appraisal. That was all done, again, this before last session. So we will revisit it with real estate and make sure that we go through all the proper process. But that's why we're bringing this forth to you today.
Okay, the appraisal you just mentioned is for 1230, or the appraisal you just mentioned is for a different building?
It's for 1230 West Main Street, correct.
Okay, and I just want to remind everybody, we get into proprietary information, you can tell us to stop and we'll go into executive session. Anybody have any questions or comments? What do you all plan to do with this building after you move to the new building?
So everybody that is currently at this building is slotted to move to the new clinic whenever it opens in roughly about 14 months. All of our current community outreach programs, such as public health and CHR, we plan to move into that building, as well as our mobile medical units. As soon as we're able to purchase this building, if we are able to, we have some plans for it. That's where we will start parking our mobile medical units. We plan to put a smaller, it's not going to be big, but a small structure out back to for all of our maintenance and facility folks. As you all know, one of the things that we will be losing with moving into the new PRT and the Counseling Center campus is we've already discussed with Tribal Works that we will take all that over. So we're building our maintenance and grounds crew up right now. And that's where we would locate all of our, lawnmowers and those type of things. But for the building itself, all of our community health outreach programs that are currently in the Civic Center, we would move over to the current administration building. Okay.
Have you resolved your shipping and receiving? Do you know where it's going to go?
For the time being, it's in the Civic Center. We've discussed putting a building out on where the current land for the PRT is. Unfortunately, a lot of that land is in the floodplain, and all the land that's closer to further south, we're hoping that we get a grant from IHS to do the living quarters, so a lot of that will get taken up. So we're going to figure out a way to put a building out there to address that.
Okay. All right. Congressman Maker?
You probably said it, but I didn't hear. So after this approval, you can go ahead and start the action to closing the deal right now. You don't have to wait on anything other than the action from this Congress, right?
We will restart the process with real estate. We went through this process and we were ready to purchase if it had been approved last session. So everything that we're discussing, again, proprietary information, but everything that we're discussing now had been agreed upon and approved. I believe it was last October. So we will have to restart. I shouldn't say restart. I don't know how long the appraisals are good for through real estate and Ms. Yancey's department, but we will have to restart that process. Other than that, yes, we're ready to purchase. Funds are there and everything.
And I want to make it clear too, I checked with Trey just to be sure. And they don't really require any action from us. They're free to move on this. Last time, I think we had a lot of questions and a lot of concerns about the different properties they were looking at. But this one property, I think, is a good and advantageous purchase for them to do. But they don't actually require any action from us. It's just letting us know that that's what they're doing. Nope. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anybody else have any questions?
Okay, thank you.
Yes, and thank you for the information. It was excellent. That is the only item on our agenda, and so I'm ready for an adjournment. This concludes everything that we need to do for health. So the health committee will be done.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. We are adjourned. Oh, okay.